coaches, is it realistic to expect some of the top-rated teams to be on our schedule in the future?
Yes. I'll leave it at that. Yeah, I think it was key this weekend that we put on a good performance for Michigan, that, you know, they see a full house. You know, they want to come in and play in a good atmosphere, in a good environment. We do, too, when you go on the road. So I think that's important. From all indications, they were treated great. They enjoyed everything about it other than maybe the results. So, but, yes, I think it's possible to get those teams up here.
And next question, with the extra players all vying to get into the lineup, how do you, coach, guard against a player playing with confidence versus a guy who was afraid to make a mistake when he gets into the lineup?
Well, that's a good question, but you know, we're pretty positive as coaching staff, and we're trying to build players up. So we just tell them to take advantage of the opportunity they get. And I thought you saw it this weekend. Brent Baltus played well, you know, so it looked like he had good confidence. Mm-hmm. Blake Kieto comes in, plays well. Tyler Hannon plays well. So I think it's about creating a culture and an atmosphere where those players know they can come in and don't have to do it by themselves. They just have to come in and play like they're capable of playing. That's all they have to do. So, and we'll put them in situations like on the power play and different things where they can get some confidence and put them with good people. They know they're going to play with good people, so it's not a question whether you're going to be with someone good or not be with someone good. So they've done a good job. The players have really stayed positive and worked hard to get in the lineup.
How many recruits did you have to witness the electric atmosphere? Or did you have any recruits to witness the electric atmosphere this weekend?
Well, we did. I think there was three in total on the weekend. So we try to get a few more in, but it's really hard to get players in because they're playing games at the same time, and most coaches and most players do not want to miss those games that they have with their team. So I think we had three, I think, would be it. We have another one in today. He didn't see the weekend, but he'll get some of the, aftermath of it. And, you know, there'll still be a lot of talk around the locker room.
How much does that make a difference when you got a full building like that?
It really does. I mean, you know, do you want to go to a place that has a empty building or full building, right? given everything being equal and whatnot. I think more importantly, to see the style of play and how we play, and I think we present a pretty good style. The kids want to come in and play in that system.
Coach, with the early signing period just a few weeks out, how many NLIs are you expecting?
We'll probably be five or six. We haven't got it finalized completely yet, but there's some some players most people are familiar with. They'll be coming for sure, and then obviously we'll. It's the second Wednesday in November is the early signing date, so you can expect maybe right before would that be Bemidji series? We'll probably let those out or just after that.
How did you feel coaching against your former recruits?
Yeah, it was.
I did it last year.
So it was no big deal. You know, you're so dialed into the game and so worried about your team and everything going on that you don't have the real time to think about it. But, you know, after the game, you think about it a little bit. And I want those guys to do well and have a lot of success. And I'm sure they will this year. And it's nice to, you know, just say hello. And a lot of them were very complimentary when we went through the line. So I appreciate that.
When do you start watching possible recruits, and when can you officially contact a new recruit?
Well, we start watching basically freshman year in high school. School that early, and then going from there. We have rules now. You can contact them. It's a sophomore year after January 1st, or sophomore year, you actually can get in touch with them by phone or text or whatever. You can't actually have contact with them face to face until sometime during their senior year.
What does Mel think of our team speed this year, and does he see the team getting faster with future recruiting?
I would like to get faster. You know, speed is speed's great. You know, quickness and speed are it's hard to stop that. I mean, you can use it on your forecheck. It's good for your back check. You know, races for loose pucks. There's so many things that speed is good for. So we're adding some. We got a couple of kids who are coming in that can really get up and down the sheet. So I think our team speed's a little bit better than average, but I'd like to see it get better.
Mel, with all your years of coaching, has a referee ever approached you after a game in confidence and basically admitted to blowing a call? Interesting question.
Wow. Well, I think they've blown some calls, but I guess that's not the question.
They admitted.
But, no. They're just, whether you do or don't, I mean, I think after the game, it's you know, after the fact. But, no, I've never really had one say, hey, you know, coach, I blew that call. Or, you know, I've heard that, you know, maybe I missed it or I didn't see it. And that's fine, you know. Yeah. It's a judgment, and that's what it is. It's a tough job, and I don't think I'd want to do it.
The second question by the same listener is saying, how, or also when you are informed of text refereeing assignments for the weekend, do certain refs have certain tendencies or reputations that have you in the locker room telling, look, this is going to be called tighter or not?
Yeah, no, I have not. Okay. We never discuss the referees with our team other than to back off the referees, just play the game, control what you can control. And no, I think for the most part, I don't have any issues with any of the referees or assignments or get overly concerned when we have one.
Although it might not show up on the box score, the defensemen are making really good outlet passes right now to generate speed in the neutral zone. Can you elaborate on the improvement on the back end?
Well, it's huge. I mean, they've done an excellent job. You know, just the puck touches and the skill level back there is really good. And when they're dialed in and on their game, you know, Liebringer and Hanna and, you know, Walker Hyland has really taken a step when he's, you know, he's on. And, you know, Cliff Watson. I could go down the list of really all our defensemen. And Mark Ock, a guy who has not played, he's right in that category too. And I can't wait to get him in a few more games because I think people are really going to be impressed with his puck touches and his vision and his passing.
Yeah, he was in one game and looked really good, but it's just a tough lineup to crack right now.
Well, it is. And, you know, going on the road, Ferris, a tough call, and then get Michigan coming in. And well, Mark's going to play a lot of hockey for us. We recruited him for a reason, and he has to get better, a little bit better without the puck, and he will and already has. So he's hungry to play, and we're going to try and get him in here hopefully soon if we can.
Walker Hyland, I thought, had a pretty good weekend.
He did. Walker was outstanding, and you know, that might have been the best weekend I've seen Walker play. I think him and Chris Liebringer really have something going right now together, and that's huge. That would give us a real solid pair. And obviously, I forgot to talk about Matt Roy. Matt Roy has been, you know, outstanding for a freshman to come in and do what he's done.
He has been great, and I thought he was even better on Saturday night. Seemed like his shots. He's a great heavy shot when he wants to, and he also has that floater that he can get in there and try to sneak and weave its way to the net.
Well, you saw that shot he took from the point right off the post there. You could hear that probably up where you were, Dirk. But he's got a heavy wrist shot too. Like, he doesn't have to take that big wind up to get a lot on. I mean, he can just snap it. He's got those strong wrists, those strong hands. And but he's a smart player. And like I said, we like our defense core. They're playing very well right now.
Coach, one just comment, I guess, and they're asking you to pass along to the video people, if at all possible, for a closer view on the ice. I don't know if we can do that, but they said, I guess this listener had trouble seeing the puck this weekend on the feed.
Yeah, well, that's, I guess, something we can look at, and I'll talk to our video people. I know last year we had another camera, third camera, that sort of would get down on ice level, make it more like actually a full TV production. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we had that this weekend. So, but that's all I'll find out and talk to them. And sometimes that's even just to do with the darkness or the lightness of the camera, if you can pick the puck up. So, but thank you for pointing that out. If we don't hear from you or those issues, we think everything's great. So it's good to bring up some things that we need to look at. And before I forget, I just want to thank obviously the University of Michigan again for coming up and playing. It's huge. I mean, we played them third most all time in our hockey history, and you know, I hope we can get them back up soon again and continue that rivalry. And also a big shout out to Phil Pritchard and Mike Bolt from the Hockey Hall of Fame, and for them bringing up the trophies. They drove from Toronto, Dirk.
They did,
14 hours on Thursday, so we could have it all day Friday, and then headed back early Saturday morning, and they were on their feet all day. But terrific guys, and they did a great job, had some good stories to tell us about the Cup, and you know, I thought that really added to the whole weekend. So thank you to the Hockey Hall of Fame and Phil and Mike for you know, lugging those trophies up here, and it was just made that weekend even that more special.
Really late question here, Coach. How competitive is practice right now?
Very competitive, okay. And that's good, to the point we're telling guys to back off and take it easy on each other.
Okay, Coach, really quick. Let's get people to the games this week.
Yeah, 7:30 Friday night, hockey, you know, or sorry, the Athletic Hall of Fame games, and so we'll have all those people that are elected to our Hall of Fame at Michigan Tech. So come on out, show your support from them. You're going to see some more great hockey, and it really means a lot to us. I really want to thank you from not only myself and our staff, but from our players for all the fan support we had last weekend, and we'd love to continue that. So thank you very much.
All right, we'll see everybody at the games. Thanks for all your questions. That is the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93.